had planned to look on the subject of commitment, and it's not that I don't have my lesson ready for that subject. Yes, very important, informative, encouraging and also challenging lesson. But what has happened is that I would like that those who are regularly in the Sunday night service, we know that a few would have been hindered by the rain we have had, and we are glad for the rain. Just coming down and seeing the water on the road, and we're saying a lot of water. I said to Sister Mitchell that, yes, we need the rain, however. But as I've said, I may delay the lesson. The last point made on the subject 2 weeks ago was the fact that we're looking on commitment, being committed and commitment, and a principle, truthful principle that was shared then and would go into more detail in this lesson is the fact that willingness to do something, to accomplish something, creates the ability to do it. If you have in mind genuinely to do something, and this is true not only to Christianity, it is true to almost anything in your life that you want to do. Once you want to do the thing, that wanting to creates the ability and the opportunity to do it. We want to look, when we undertake the lesson, we're going to show you that even Jesus Christ and his apostle touch on this business of the powerful incentive that wanting to play in our lives as against doing something that, you know, me not like it, you know, me just I do it so. You see, so that going to come up. Another point going to come up is the fact that our words must mean something in life. While the society in which we live, it calls for promissory note and contract, our contract should be our word. This will be coming up. And the Bible speaks about this commitment. You know, so that's why I'm sort of waiting until next week Sunday evening, if God is willing, when probably no rain fall. If the rain comes, thanks be to God for it. If the rain comes, thanks be to God. But we would like more to be exposed to this lesson. And we ask that you don't miss it. There's so much to learn from it. I want to take a few minutes and look at something else. Now, I start with the fact that Sister Nurse Brown is in the island. And You may say, well, Brother Mitchell, is Nurse Brown going to be the sermon? No. But I said that to say something. Sister Brown is here. She has been here for this past week, would make it over 2 weeks since she has been in the island. But as you know, there is the quarantine that the government from your arrival at airport imposed that. Our daughter Melanie was on that same. She and the children, when you saw them at church here 3 weeks ago, they had been in the island 2+ weeks before that, but stayed in. You know, so almost everyone arriving in the island, there is that quarantine that is imposed, and it is wise. So Sister Brown was here, but what she shared with me is that which I want to spend a few minutes expanding on that, and that is, before she left, most of you know Sister Brown, we call her Nurse Brown, Angela's mother. She's been faithful over the years. Just a great person. But what she said is that it seems she had spoken with Sister Tyrrell, both of them live in St. Catherine. And it was Sister Tyrrell who first, last Wednesday gone, pointed out to me that Sister Brown will be phoning me. And that Sister Brown shared with her the fact that while she was in New York, she got word, that is Sister Brown, that I have said that if anybody come from abroad, they will not be allowed to be a part of the worship. you know, so last week when the Sister Tyrrell asked, she said she doesn't remember being in worship, and I said that, so that I must have said that when she wasn't here. I told her I've never said that. You know, that people coming, members coming from abroad will not be permitted in the worship. In fact, I extended. I told her not only have I never said that, I said none of the leading brother who make announcements, serve, conduct service, has ever said anything like that. I remember I pointed out that when people come and put up opposition against being sanitized and their temperature being taken, now those people should not be permitted in the audience. That is what I say, that anybody, members or visitors, come and don't want their hands to be sanitized, don't want their temperature to be taken, then in a nice, kind way, we let them know we're glad to have them, but we cannot permit them in the audience. Because we have actually had situation where, never forget, from here where I'm standing, one visitor, one evening, night, whatever it was almost out there arguing with Brother Peary. You know, so I made that statement, but that statement had nothing to do with members coming from abroad will not be permitted in the worship. Not only have I not, none of the brother has ever said anything like that. And somebody may say, well, Brother Mitchell, there is an earlier service from the one you suppose that statement was made. I can swear for the brothers that they have not made that statement. Okay? Now, I was about to say, why people say things that no go so? And I need not ask the question, because the human nature. But it is not good. It is not good for, because what Sister Brown was saying to me, we finally spoke on the phone, was that for the 2.5 to 3 weeks that she would be here, she contemplate that she probably will not get to come to worship. Why she wasn't here this morning, I was trying to figure out who could I contact in St. Catherine, which of our members, to give her a drive. I just couldn't think of anybody who would drive to go where she was and pick her up. That's why she wasn't here, but she wanted to be here. But you know, I mean, I still get a little agitated over people saying things that, you know, may I recommend something? When you are repeating anything, if you are not sure you hear right, don't say anything. Anything, if you have to repeat it, that somebody said this. If you have doubt in respect to whether you hear right or not, make a decision not to say anything. Because we can create so much mischief, so much wrong, when we repeat things that wasn't said, wasn't done, whatever. The Bible speaks about being busybody. Are we all there? Somebody's there. The body speaks about being busy body. One of the passages, I think the one in Peter, speak about busy body in other people's matter. Don't misunderstand this recommendation. It doesn't mean you have to be lying, telling lie about people's business. It has nothing to do with telling lies. Whenever you are right, take up people's business, that they did not involve us, because people can involve us in their business, directly or indirectly, but here is something that is a person's personal private business. They didn't involve you, and you know about it. Leave it be. As I've said, there are situations where people involve you, either directly or indirectly. But when they don't involve you, and don't make the mistake, you know, I've heard people say, well, them can say me talk, but me no lie. No, that doesn't deal with it. When you or I take up people's business, even when you are telling the truth factually, but you didn't have the person's permission, or the person didn't involve you directly or indirectly, then that becomes wrong, sinful. Let us just run to one or two of this passage. Let us run to 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 11 through 13. Quick. 1 Timothy chapter 5. Another one is 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 10 and 11. Let us hear 1 Timothy first. Busybody. Chapter 5, 11 through 13. Read aloud for me. Or if any of your brother down there with a loud voice can read, chapter 5 of 1 Timothy, verse 11 through 13. Brother Brown, good to have you in our audience. Really good to have you. Start for me again. Same verse 11. Yes, you're at the right passage, 1 Timothy 5, from. May I just throw something here? The way verse 11 is worded, it is as if Paul is speaking against marriage. No such thing. The emphasis here is that younger women, when they feel they want to get married, they will drop their faithfulness and commitment. It's not speaking against marriage. Read on, brother.
They learn to be idle,
wandering about from house to house. They not only idle, they gossip and busybody. Now, it didn't say they are speaking lies, you know. You get the point? Busybody. As I've said, if we get a chance to read Peter, you'll hear Peter add busybody in other people's matter. But notice, speaking things which they ought not. That is, it's people business. The person to whom the business or whatever, they did not involve you. So you have no right to go talking about it. That's the idea here. Speaking things which they ought not to. So the concept that we may have that once I am not telling lie, I have a right. No, you sin just as much. When, let me illustrate. Because this, I said, and if you hear me over the next few weeks or months, bring this up, because I've said it here already. When Brother Walker died, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, some 6-7 months ago, one of their children, Hazel, she's the older one, Hazel live in New York, New Jersey, one of them. Hazel is the daughter who used to work as the, at the Register General Department. Now, It seems if somebody, from the moment they heard that Brother Walker died, it was on Facebook or something like that. So Hazel didn't get the news from the family. That's the appropriate channel through which, you see, in other words, give the family a chance. As somebody get the news, they might tell the whole world. In fact, I tell my own children, and there are some business, I tell Sister Michelle, don't tell my children. Because some of them, not all, some of them, they gone on Facebook or on this or God. No. What's wrong with us? I mean, it's at work he has heard that her father died because a co-worker heard, read it or seen it on the internet, Facebook, whatever, and was talking about it at work. Then she called the appropriate person to find out, is that so? What's wrong with us? Give the people, I mean, my God, let's say you assume that Sister Walker cannot use the internet. Don't she have somebody in the family if she want to tell the world? If she wants to tell the world that her husband died, and if she is unable to do it, don't she have somebody in the family can do it for her? Why do we? You see, this, we're the moment we hear something about somebody's business, we want to, and you know what? The tendency is to either take something from it or add something to it. Brothers and sisters, when the Bible speaks about busybody, and remember the passage of speaking things which they are not, that is directly, you know, tied to being busybody. So you don't have to be lying when you tell the truth, because that truth is not your business. Let us look at another one. That is 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, 10 and 11. Second Thessalonians chapter 3, 10 and 11.
And with all deceivableness.
And with all deceivableness.
Of unrighteousness.
Of unrighteousness.
In them,
did I say chapter 2?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
I gave you the wrong. Because when we hear you reading with all deceivableness, I know that coming to strong delusion. And it's not strong delusion I want. Chapter 3, brother. Chapter 3. It's my mistake. Mm-hmm. Chapter 3, verse 10 and 11, 2 Thessalonians.
For even when we were with you,
mm-hmm,
this we commanded you,
mm-hmm,
that if any would not work, neither should he eat.
Mm-hmm.
For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly.
Disorderly.
Working not at all.
Mm-hmm.
But are busybodies.
Busybody, here again.
Know them.
You know, busybody. It's people who busy themselves with other people's business where you were not involved. Because I've said people can involve us in their business. And even then we have to be careful what we say. Let us look at the last passage, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 14 and 15.
If ye be reapproached for the name of Christ.
If you be approached for the name of Christ.
Happy are ye.
Happy are you.
For the spirit of the glory of God. Resteth upon you.
May I, just a minute before we go to the verse that I really want. When you arrive, are reproached, criticized, simply because you do what is right, you say what is right for Jesus Christ, You are defending Christ's truth. You are sharing Christ's truth. The Bible says, don't be discouraged over that criticism or accusation. You must be happy that you are given the chance to suffer or to be ill-spoken of for Jesus Christ. Read on.
For the spirit of the glory of God resteth upon you.
Mm-hmm.
On their part, he is evil, spoken of.
Mm-hmm.
But on your part, he is glorified.
That's right.
But
and may I just drop here? What this is showing, when you and I, with the right attitude, with the right disposition, I need to repeat that. When you and I, with the right attitude, with the right disposition, share Jesus Christ, we are glorifying God. Evangelism, trying to open the eyes of men and women to the fact that they need Jesus Christ, that give God glory. Don't forget that. Read on.
But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matter.
As a busybody in other people's business. In other men's matter mean in other people's business. Don't be busying yourself, that is, your mouth, with other people's business. Because again, I come back to my original point. If somebody sit in the audience here, Wednesday night, Sunday morning, Sunday night, I have never once, and I'm also speaking for the brother, even though there is a service that I don't attend because my preaching session comes after that. But I know Selvin or Fabian would never have made a statement like that. And other brother like Michael Myrie, who conducts service and do other things, to say that when anyone comes from abroad, we're not going to let them in the worship. Because what Sister Brown was saying, that she come arriving in the island feeling that she's not going to be able to attend worship. Because she heard that from over there, you know. And my point, my God, I would love to know where that started. Of course, probably it's good that I don't know. Because it's so mischievous. Here's a person in the island. The 2 weeks of quarantine up, she wants to come to service, but she was told that we're going to turn her out. That's mischief. That has never been said. So I repeat. If you have to say something and you're not sure you hear it properly, correctly, make a decision not to say anything. Because that is always wiser than you go and misrepresent a person. That's sin. And the other point, let us be careful how we busy ourselves, our mouth, with other people's business. Very important. Thank you.